Watch, Florida Trump supporters clash with Antifa leftists during No Kings rally. By Amy Furr on March 28, 2026. Leftists are showing up for No Kings rallies in areas across the United States to protest President Donald Trump. And some attendees are aligning themselves with Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization. Organizers claim there are over 3,000 events happening in all 50 states. And the rally at the Minnesota Capitol in St. Paul is the flagship event, CBS News reported Saturday. Video footage taken by Freedom News at a No Kings protest in West Palm Beach, Florida, showed protesters on the side of the street yelling and holding signs. One elderly woman wore a t-shirt that said Antifa on it, while someone else held a sign that read, "I am Antifa and the Constitution is my handbook." Trump in September signed an executive order designating Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, according to Breitbart News. The order declares Antifa a militarist, anarchist enterprise engaged in organized violence against law enforcement and political figures, and directs federal departments and agencies to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle its operations, including prosecutorial actions against those who fund them. The order comes less than 2 weeks after the assassination of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Authorities reported that ammunition casings recovered from the suspected weapon were inscribed with Antifa-related slogans, including "Hey Fascist! Catch!" and the chorus of "Bella Ciao," an anthem associated with communist partisans in Italy during World War II and later adopted by Antifa groups worldwide. Actor Robert De Niro recently called for activists to oppose Trump at No Kings events and compared the president to Mad King George III while also urging people to vote in the November 3 election, per Breitbart News. Additional video footage shows two elderly women preparing for the events, with one of them wearing what appeared to be a plastic Trump doll on a sign around her neck, while another woman wore "fuck ICE" earrings. More video footage from West Palm Beach showed Trump supporters questioning protesters on how much they were being paid. At one point, the Lee Greenwood song, "God Bless the USA," was heard blasting over the noise of the protesters. Another video at the scene showed a Trump supporter walking through the crowd of protesters while they yelled, "Shame! Shame! Shame!" After the No Kings protests in 2025, White House Director of Communications Stephen Chiang said they had poor attendance and were a complete and utter failure. In January, anti-Trump protesters took to the streets shouting "No Kings." On the very day U.S. forces captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, a socialist strongman who literally ruled like royalty. As American troops hauled the real tyrant into custody, activists insisted the actual threat to democracy was President Donald J. Trump, turning their demonstrations into a masterclass in political irony, according to Breitbart News.